Welcome to the Scribus tutorial. My name is Craig Maloney. In this series, I'll be describing the basics of using Scribus. Scribus, as you may know, is a very powerful desktop publishing program. It's open source and cross-platform, so you can run it on Windows, Macintosh, and Linux computers. We'll use an example of a newsletter. The newsletter is the Friends of the Majestic Maple Library, which will be a single sheet on letter-sized paper. I drew up a sketch of this newsletter, which you should be seeing on your screen now. Toward the very top, we'll have a title along with an image of a maple tree. In the center, we'll have the announcements. And down toward the bottom on the left side, we'll have a coffee shop, hours of operation, and a book sale, hours of operation, on the right-hand side. So let's get started then. I'll hit on the New tab. And we'll see different page layouts that we have available. We have single page, double-sided, three-fold, and four-fold page sizes, with the first page being the left page, middle page, or right page. We'll use a single page letter size, and I'll change the default unit for options to inches rather than points. When everything's all ready, let's begin. You'll note there's various items on the toolbar. Over toward the very left, we have the pointer, which will allow us to select various items. Next to that is the text frame, which allows us to insert text into our document. Next to that is the image frame, which allows us to put images into the document. Next to that is a table, so we can put tabular data into the finished document. There's also various shapes that we can insert, such as circles, triangles, crosses, arrows, etc. And also a polygon tool, so we can define our own polygons. There's also lines, Bezier curves, and also a freehand line, just so in case you wanted to draw your own line or whatnot, you can do that. Next to that, we have the ability to rotate various items, zoom in and out of the document. There's also several ways to edit the contents of the frame, both by clicking on this or by using the story editor, which we'll get to later in the series. There's also a way to measure throughout the document so that you can find out how far a particular object is from another object, or find out how big a particular object is. And next to that is the eyedropper, so we can get various attributes from our objects. And over on the very right hand side is various PDF portable document format items that we can put in, such as buttons, text fields, checkboxes, combo boxes, and list boxes, as well as annotations and links. So if you're creating a PDF document, that's very powerful, and you should probably check that out. So let's get started then with the text area. I will select the text box and draw out the text area. You'll note that I have the eight corners, or eight box handles, if you will, for the text area. And if I click over here to edit contents of the frame, I can type in the title. Title is Friends of the Majestic Maple Library. And when I learn how to type in friends, there we have it. So we have our, well, I really don't know how to spell. All right, so we have Friends of the Majestic Maple Library. Now, this doesn't look too terribly much like a title. We've got a boring font, and it's also in a pretty small size. So I click on the text box, click then on the style, and I can select which font I want to have. Unfortunately, the font area doesn't have a preview, so you can't see what the font is until you click on it. There's a way to do font previews under extras, and we'll get to that later on in the presentation. So sit tight. So the font that I'm going to use is Calligraph 421 BT Roman. And when I click on that, you can see that the font has changed. Now, I want to make the size a little bit bigger. So to do that, go under Style, Size. I want it to be a 40-point font, so that's not in the selection box. So if I click on Other, I can type in 40. And there we have the title. Now to do the alignment. Again, I go to Style, Alignment, and Center. And there we have the centered title for the Friends of the Majestic Maple Library. Now let's do the image. The image is the same way. We just click on the image tool and then select our box. Now to get the image actually into the box, what we do is right click and click on Get Image. So we click on the image, and I'll scroll on over here because unfortunately the screen size isn't that big, and click on Open. Now you may note that the image doesn't fit into the box. So there's a way to get that to fit, and the way we do that is by right-clicking and clicking on Properties. And under here it has Image. If I click on Scale to Frame Size, you'll note that the image now fits inside the box. So we're okay to go. Now if I move it down just a little bit, we have our image and our title. Now let me real quick before I end this show you how to get font previews. So if we go over to Extras and click on Font Preview, you'll see various fonts that I have on my system that that will show up with various font properties and such. And I can also change the font size and make it bigger if I so choose. And if I also wanted to change the text, I can do that too. So that concludes the first part of this tutorial. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, for more information about Scribus, go to the website, which is at www.scribus.net. Thanks for checking it out, and I hope you check out the rest of the series.